AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. During cross-examination at his murder trial in Brunswick, Georgia, Travis McMichael was asked if Ahmaud Arbery threatened him.
Yeah, he did not threaten me verbally, no ma'am.
Prosecutor Lisa Dunikoski did the questioning.
Didn't brandish any weapons?
No ma'am.
Didn't pull out any guns?
No ma'am.
McMichael says he was under the impression Arbery could be a threat because he was running straight at him.
Never reached for anything, did he?
No.
He just ran?
Yes, he was just running.
McMichael said Arbery attacked him last year and tried to grab his weapon, and he shot him. The defense has claimed McMichael and two other men thought Arbery was a burglar. This is day three of jury deliberations in Kyle Rittenhouse's murder trial in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The Biden administration is taking steps to help distribute several billion dollars in aid for winter heating and utility bills, an unprecedented sum that comes largely from a $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso says we are coming up to a difficult time.
Americans are at this point of the year having to make some tough decisions, hard decisions for American families. It's whether they can afford to pay to eat or whether they can afford to pay to heat.
Peng Shuo, a Chinese professional tennis player not seen in public since she accused a former top government official of sexual assault, purportedly sent an email claiming she was safe and the allegation was false. A message that only amplified concerns about her safety and demands for information about her well-being and her whereabouts. Attorneys for Julius Jones filed a last-minute emergency request to temporarily stop his execution, scheduled for later today in Oklahoma. The request says Oklahoma's lethal injection procedures pose a serious and substantial risk of severe suffering and pain to prisoners, and cites last month's execution in which John Marion Grant convulsed and vomited as he was being put to death. This is AP News. There are new rules in Germany to try to rein in rising numbers of coronavirus cases.
The move came after Germany's disease control agency warned the country could face a really terrible Christmas. The measures that passed in the Bundestag include requirements for employees to prove that they are vaccinated in order to access communal workplaces. A similar rule will apply to public transport. The measures need to be approved by Germany's upper house of parliament, the Bundesrat, which could happen soon. I'm Karen Chemas.
Ford is in talks with a computer chip maker to shore up its semiconductor supplies and avoid a repeat of last year's auto factory shutdowns caused by semiconductor shortages. Few details in the non-binding agreement were released with GlobalFoundries, but the deal aims to boost supplies with joint development of automotive-grade chips. Ford at times had to temporarily close plants and even build models without some computers. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.